Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Unchained Blogger. We are what we eat, because we eat what we are. Broken dreams and fantasies of being the next big star. You want that big house. You want that big car. No morals believing in the wrong God. We need a firing squad to hit these pagans hard, leaving their movement scarred, because their religion is so unguard. Lights, camera, action as you wave out your car. Damn. Another brother with no direction. Government say, forget self-defense and call me for protection. But that's about as whack as learning the Columbus lesson during a recession, one step from a Great Depression. So who you really protecting? Some Fortune 500 companies' investment? Dumbing down society through mind control weapons? Chemtrail testing? Genetically modified organism ingestion? So much for your protection. Our lifespan's getting shorter while they poison our water. Damn, while they fluoridate our water. They say, reading is fundamental, but I say reading is for the mental. If you don't read, you can lose your life to the strike of a judge's pencil. They say I'm politically incorrect. I think I'm influential. Because what I convey from my mental, only what I've been through. What I'm into is things that's only spiritual. Government system overload and the watches are thinking critical. Checking my social security serial, thinking the ridicule. Martial law got drones flying aerial to instill fear in you. So they say this is the land of the brave and home of the free. Why can't every person in America live equally?
Energetic, you know, some for the people that didn't celebrate July 4th, such as myself. What's up, people? You know, to raise the black fist. You know, at this time, it's no time for perpetrating. It's no time for fronting. You understand what I'm saying to you? As people, as black men, we need to come together with some type of strength and bring change to our communities, to our youth, and we need to bring some power and some structure and some financial ability where people could flex a little bit and actually learn in our communities. You know, right now, you know, there's various different things going on within our communities that people are not really focusing on, you know, and they really not realizing the severity of the things that's going on right now. If you're watching TV, television, it's not there. You have to do your own homework, okay? They're burning our churches down, all right? Number one, I say our churches because our people go there. Me, I'm not a church-going person. I'm a spiritual being. I don't believe in all that, but at the same time, that's a place where our people go to get together to show some type of unity. They're destroying it. They're showing that they don't respect the Christianity that our people believe in, because the fact is, slave masters religion. Truth be told, people are still under that spell, thinking that white Christianity and black Christianity are the same. If that was the fact, they wouldn't be burning down your churches. They would have that much respect for your church. Also, with the gentrification in our communities, where they're just coming and just moving us out of our communities because we have no structure, we have no unity, we don't have block associations, we don't have neighborhood watch and neighborhood meetings coming together trying to bring positive things and positive structures to our community. Are we too busy trying to get at each other or buy the best Jordans or the hottest car? We're not thinking, okay, we can have the hottest car, but at the same time, what do you stand for? You understand what I'm saying? What do you stand for? When you wake up in the morning, when you look at your son or your daughter, what do you stand for? What do you believe in? Okay? I don't believe. I know. Because to believe is basically the question. I don't question. All right? All praise is due to the Creator, the true and living. All right? And it is what it is, people. When we need to break these chains, we need to start reading, just reading these books, going out there, searching the internet, because the internet is also a useful tool. It's fact. You can find out basically anything you want to know searching the internet. All right. If you want change, change only comes with you changing yourself. All right. Then you go about changing and helping change other people. You know, you're always gonna have the naysayers, the people that, oh, they're sick of people talking about the revolution, but their feet are not on the ground. How do you know what movements people are doing? Because most people that's making moves are not telling people about their moves. So how do you know what people are doing? All right. From the people that I congregate with, we do this every day. This ain't a sometime thing. This is every day. We live this. You know, whenever I come across a young man or young sister, I try to give them some knowledge. If they leave, when they leave from me, they leave with some type of knowledge and some type of understanding of what's going on out here in the world. Because your family, if they still under the spell, they're not going to tell you. And if you stuck in that spell, that musical spell, you in that Facebook, taking pictures of everything, Instagram, you know, and you in that world, so you're not really looking for no knowledge. But back to the subject at hand is how they are destroying our communities. I would actually refer people to get the book, The New Jim Crow. And that's a book that'll show you how they designed this structure after slavery with the Jim Crow and then to now with the prison industrial system, how they keep our brothers locked up. We have more than 2 million black men locked up in the system or more. That's just a rough estimate. I'm not saying that's the actual amount in jail. But 70% of our brothers are in jail, some for minor offenses and some for being caught in a trap, because it's just a revolving door, all right? We're not bringing guns to our community. We're not bringing kilos to our community, all right? The average person, before you even come up in that type of game, is broke. Or maybe have a little bit of money. But at the same time, it's the trap. You put it there just to lock us up, to keep us coming in your system, making your companies and your corporate America rich. You know, and it's sad. Then they attack our sisters, you know, not wanting a brother, not believing in a brother. You know, there's sisters out here that do, you know, fact. But, you know, a lot of them don't believe in our brothers, just want to know what a man could give them. Then you have men that's just looking for what a woman could give them. I mean, so it's like a balanced scale, but at the same time, there's no progression. I mean, people are staying stagnated and happy with being stagnated in the position that they're in because there's no hope. They don't put hope in our communities. They put us through a minute educational system that don't teach you anything. Okay, just push you through the system to flush you out to go to jail or to work for them, garbage city job or something. Not saying all city jobs are, you know, garbage, but a lot of them that they give are garbage. You're using young women and men to monitor their own people, which is cool because you shouldn't even be on it, you know. And people just believing in what the government wants you to do. See, the government wants you to be dependent on them. They want you to get that check. They want you to get that SSI. They want you to get these things because then you're under control. See, that kills all your hope because you're happy and you become content with your situation. All right? Anyway, we're going to slow down a little bit. And what I want to say to you is this. For people that don't know, our history of success dates back millions of years. But we could talk about thriving communities, African-American communities that thrived, and, you know, the enemy just destroyed them. We had Atlanta race riots in 1906, for those that don't know. That was like right after the Civil War ended. And for people, you need to read up on that. It was estimated between 25 to 40 African-Americans was killed during that time. And it was confirmed that only two white people died during that smashing of a community. And for those that don't know, Black Wall Street, that was 2 days of May 31st to June 1st, 1921, Greenwood, Tulsa, Oklahoma. For those that don't know, I think it's a documentary coming out about that. That happened on May 31st, 1921. And it's sad because this is what history shows us. You know, we the picketing and the marching, and I don't want to sound like I'm out here trying to start some type of war or revolution, but the picketing and the marching don't work. You had Chicago race riots, you had the Rosewood Massacre, they made a movie about that. It's sad because at what point are we going to realize that we're being hunted, that we have no value to the system that we're in, because we're not a part of their system. That's why we come up short. We're in the system. Okay, and we are what makes the system thrive. Your blood, sweat, and tears. All right? But, you know, to say you want things to change and we're not changing within ourselves, that's where the problem lies, you know? And for those that didn't know, in D.C., 1919, all right, in Knoxville, Tennessee, 1919, so we had the thing, we had, you know, it was many riots and many race riots that went on previously, just that people were more, you know, ready to fight. Now, dudes are like wearing pocketbooks and nail polish, all right? You had the draft riots in 1863 in New York. You had the East St. Louis Massacre in 1917, all right? And people, you have to realize that things are not going to change unless we change them. All right, we got a caller on the line, and let's see what's going on this caller. Hello. Caller, how you doing? Hello.
Greetings, brother. Greetings, brother. I'm just listening.
All right, greetings, brother. Peace and love to you. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
So in a previous show we spoke about what was the fear, why white man feared the black man, and if just because of our basic power, basic abilities, basically being part of this environment. I mean, we are one with the, you know, environment. For people that don't know, for people that's sleeping, they don't understand. They block all this knowledge out, and if we studied our history, and if we went back into our history, you wouldn't want to play PlayStation. You wouldn't want to play Xbox. You wouldn't want to indulge in the pagan music that's out here right now. You basically would want to know more, to know how could I elevate my level to my highest level of consciousness like my ancestors. And they keep that away from us. And if we realize and went back to our history, we always knew, and we always know that there will always be enemies. You know, but many people fall victim to our enemies because of one thing, the devil's tool, which is money and greed. Okay? Once we realize that there's enough of this fictional money to go around for everybody, that we don't have to kill each other for a dollar because it's enough for you to have 10 million, me to have 10 million, and we could do just like the Jewish people do, okay, just like the Indian people do. They don't fight each other. there'll be 10 people, there'll live 10 people in a house, okay, work a job, a corny job, whatever, stack their money and move out one by one. And when each person moves out their house, they have a business or some type of establishment to have a foundation, okay. We can't do that because we're so busy bashing each other. Oh, you need to get a job. You need to go out here and do this. Yeah, you need to make some type of financial way for yourself, you know. And that's the thing that our brothers and sisters need to realize. But we have to do it honorably. You know, you can't try to make something out of something negative because nothing, there's nothing out there negative that lasts. Not even the enemy. The enemy's fall is now. He won't. He's not. It's over. All right, nothing negative lasts. Nothing negative has longevity. And we don't realize that. That's why it's a revolving door in our communities. Because one generation kills off this generation. Then the kids come up, kill off their generation. All right, all for this fictional piece of paper that if we just sat down together and made a plan, we could all get to that level of being financially secure. But we don't think about that because once we see our brother 10 steps ahead of us because he have a different plan for me and his plan is more successful, I want to go after him. But instead of me sitting down and asking him, yo, how did you do this? Yo, let me get a few ideas on how I can take my business to your level because I see your level is your business is prospering more than my business. All right? And that's the thing. We don't look at each other like that. We don't look at like you're my brother. Like somewhere down the line, you related to me. Because if we all come from the mother of the earth, the one manifestation, you know then that we are all one, all right? And at some point, we are all connected. We're connected with the true and living, but yet when it's in this physical realm, we're connected because we all are one. So we just killing off energy within ourselves because if you kill him, you taking a piece of me with you. But they don't have us thinking this way. They have us thinking divide, conquer, destroy, dog eat dog. You on my block. Dude, it's not your block. All right? This is not your block. You might be getting money on this block, but this is not your block because as soon as Caesar want to get paid, Caesar going to clear the whole block. So who block is it? But you going to kill me for your block? How about we both just get money on this piece of land and then we branch off and get some real land that we can own and call our own? All right? So we have to realize that there's so many different roadblocks for us as black men. Even within the buying a home, they have their stipulations for the black man. Even with buying a car, there's different stipulations for the black man. So if we don't come together, it's only going to get harder. It's only going to get rough. It's only going to get more depressing because we can't move. We're not moving. We're just dead. They don't respect us. We have no flag to represent our people. Nothing. So we're dead to them. Until we come together under some flag, create some financial structure, create some way our own black banks to distribute wealth amongst our own communities, to give loans and reasonable loans to our own people, and stand under that flag, whatever it be, the indigenous black people, the African-American black people, whatever we want to call it, but we need to have it. We need to get it. And these fake leaders out here, all they're doing is talking, but they ain't walking because they've been talking for years and change still ain't come. So we need to get rid of these old leaders and bring in new leaders. New leaders willing to die for what they believe in and the change that they're trying to bring forth. Those type of leaders we need. Those are the type of leaders that you can wake up and respect. Them the type of leaders you can tell your son about, your daughter about. All right, the people that's going to the forefront, willing to carry that flag. And if that flag drops, you got somebody behind you to carry that flag after you and bring that flag to where we're trying to go. That's what revolution is, okay? Ain't no revolution nonviolent, all right? The mental revolution, all right, they're attacking us mentally with the music, with the movies, everything, okay, taking our history and making it theirs, and nobody's saying anything. Got our men out here running around with pocketbooks on and tights on, looking like Cinderella, looking like a superhero, thinking they fresh. They ain't fresh. Well, since when have been fresh? The era I'm from, you would have been beat the fuck up. Excuse my French. All right, that's not the representation of a black man. A black man's representation is to be strong and honorable. All right, you should be able to walk with your head high, be able to hold your son in your arms and be respectful amongst yourself, within yourself, and have enough honor within yourself not to be running out here looking like some Tinkerbell, like you about to go to be a ballerina right now or something. Like, be for real, man. It's time for our women to stop accepting this bull, to stop accepting this dude. by the way, just by the way they carry, by the way he carry himself. Because these people are not role models for our kids. They're destroying us. Okay, if 20 years from now, there will not be black men. There will not be black men if we keep going the way we're going. Our women going over here, our men going over here, there's no reproduction here, all right? And then if they're reproducing, then the shade is getting lighter and lighter and lighter. It's time, people, for change. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to have some type of unity. It's time for us to build some type of structure because the clock is ticking and the time is now. These are the last days. If you don't see it, then you're blind. Okay, and all you blind people need to take the veil off your eyes and start seeing and with your eyes and not with your ears and listening with your eyes and seeing with your ears. It's like you don't even understand anything. They're putting it in your face, blatantly smacking you, pop, pop, with it, and you're just sitting there like,
that's not true. That's not true.
But it's right there, sure. It's right in your face. So how is it not true? People understand there's nothing higher than truth. It's nothing. Truth is truth. And people, you need to wake up and see the truth. That all we got is each other. Forget a system. That system does not love us. We need to create our own system. We need to build amongst each other. That's the only reason why I do this show is because I want to try to help my people. I know that when I was an ignorant young black man, I put a lot of energy into negativity. I know that my energy is 100 times stronger on a positive note. I know that if I could reach people that way, I could reach them this way. That's the reason why I do this. I look for no conversation. I just try to open your mind, all right, and get your mind and your eyes open to see what's going on so you will not destroy yourself and your family and we won't destroy each other. Understand the games. Understand all this bull out here to have you distracted from the truth. Understand the things that they're putting on TV. Michael Jackson couldn't be light, couldn't get light. All right, he's gay because he talks a certain way. Nah, Michael Jackson, this back in the days. Remember that? Okay, but now you got Mr. Wheaties on here, Mr. Bruce Jenner. All right. Being a transvestite, whatever you call them, mutants, okay? And it's acceptable. You got your boy, whatever his name is, that went and shot up the church. He got Easy Street. So all these police killing our brothers, walking Easy Street like it's nothing. So think about this. What if it's your son? What if it's your daughter? Are you going to sit back and just let this happen? That's how we need to start thinking. Okay, we need to stop it for everybody think that it's open season on a black man because they already think it now. We need to unite. We need to have we need to rebuild our family structure. We need to stop accepting this mutant race that just came out of nowhere. All right, they existed, but now they're in power. Understand that. All right, whoever don't like it, I don't care because I speak my mind. I'm not out to disrespect nobody, but I speak truth. They're mutant. Guess what? If you a man and you like another man, you a mutant because I'm a man that like women. You ain't just like me, so you're a mutant. Truth is truth. Same thing goes for women. The way the Creator made it is the way it's supposed to be. Man can't change the Creator's way because the Creator is the end, beginning, the end, the last, the first, and the last. There's nothing higher than the Creator. I don't use these fictional words. I don't believe in none of these fictional stories. I only believe in truth. All right? And that's it. There's only one master. All right? So all y'all people that think there's another master, the time is coming soon where y'all going to realize what it is. Even the people, even the black brothers and sisters that's selling out their own people, the time is coming for you. The time, your judgment is coming. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I try to just bring this to you. You know, many people would just breeze right over it, not pay attention. I don't care because there's a lot of people that pay attention. And we need to come out of this financial crisis in our community. All right? For those that don't think we're in a financial crisis, well, let's just explain it. If we were not in a financial crisis, it would not be gentrifying our community. They will not be coming in, buying up all our stores, shooting the rent up $1,500 more than the average rent, remodeling, restructuring our communities. If we put our money together, they wouldn't be able to do that. We can't go and restructure any Jewish community in the world. Why? Because they're not going to have it. They don't give a about the propaganda. All they give a damn about is their people. All right? And maybe it's me. Maybe it's the next brother in line. Maybe it's the brother after him. Maybe it's the brother after him. Maybe it's the brother after him that's going to bring, that's actually going to turn on that light in your brain. I'm just one piece of a puzzle. All right? And for my piece of the puzzle, I have to do what the Lord ordained me to do, is speak truth. To speak truth. To tell you that truth is, forget what a page say. A page can say anything. Anybody can write on a page. Go into your history. Travel to Africa. Travel to South America. Travel to the Grand Canyon. Go read the hieroglyphics on the wall that's been here for over 300,000 years plus so millions of years. All right? That's still here. Go look at these structures that withstood Earth's change 7 times and still standing. Understand it. Think about it. That's truth to me. Especially when I can look on there and see somebody with black paint millions of years later, hundreds of thousands of years later. All right? And the paint's still there black. Like, damn. That's truth. Forget what they write in the book. Because the King James Version was written when? During medieval times. King James is the homo. Excuse my French. Okay, so he wrote in the Bible what he wanted to write. And if they didn't write what he wanted them to write, it was off of their head. That's truth to me. If you show me that, that's the history of that time. Okay? Some of over 300 versions of that Bible, and they still got our people trapped, going, Jesus, help me. Go jump off the roof. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything. Go jump off the roof and ask Jesus to help you. No, the way Jesus, God's going to help you is if you don't jump off the damn roof. Simple. All right? God, the true and living, does not deal, don't deal with money, currencies. You can't beg God to get you out of a situation that, you know, don't deal with. Don't deal with financial. That's the tool of the enemy. Seek truth. Seek knowledge. Seek wisdom. Ask the Creator for that and see how that come to you. All right? With the idea, then with the willpower and the faith, then you could do something. But you have to get the ball rolling. It's not just going to drop out of the sky to you like, poof. Okay? That's some mystical, magical shit right there. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say once again, thank you for tuning into the show. I greatly appreciate it. You know, definitely go to www.thirdeyevision.com to check out the stories on the blog. The blog is doing wonderful right now. So all my followers, all my supporters, everybody that comes to my show every week faithfully, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Until, you know, Tuesday, I like to say we are the past, we are the present, we are the future. Peace, love, and prosperity, and stand strong. We out.
Talking about